Welcome to the Daily Inspirational Audio Show, brought to you by Big Coach, Little Coach. Every day we want to inspire and impact your life for our own journeys of fitness, business, nutrition, and lifestyle. The goal of the Daily Inspirational Audio Show is to bring you inspiration on a daily basis to help inspire your life, impact your fitness, kickstart your nutrition, and build your business. Your host star, Little Coach Farah, co-founder of two businesses, mother of two boys, and a CrossFitter. And myself, Big Coach Afro, co-founder of two businesses, two part-time jobs, and a CrossFitter. We're both practitioners and have over 2,000 hours of coaching experience. Sit back and relax and enjoy today's Daily Inspirational Audio Show. Before we crack on with today's episode, me and Little Coach Farah really appreciate you subscribe to our channel. All you need to do, I'll wait for you. Just quickly go to whichever device you're listening to, somewhere in the screen there, we'll hit subscribe, and every day you'll get a notification when the latest episode is of the Daily Inspirational Audio Show. Thank you very much for subscribing. We'll see you guys after the episode.
Hi guys, and welcome to my YouTube channel, and today we're making something different. I decided to make some homemade muffins. Low in sugar, low in saturated fats, and it's got half decent ingredients in it which are going to give them nutrition as well as satisfy their sweet tooth. So I've come up with this. Mandy Johnson, this is for you because we mentioned this last week at our graduate group. So what do we need? Really simple, okay. 2 cups, so that's the cup I've used. 2 of those, plain flour. We have a whole tablespoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, all in this dry, so that's our dry ingredients. Okay, that was the dry ingredients. We probably need 2 beaten eggs. In it, we're going to put 1 cup of Greek yogurt. Yes, high protein Greek yogurt is going to go in our cranberries. So, just gonna scoop that out. Ugh. 1/2 plate's on top. You can also use milk to get the yogurt, get the consistency, the batter, loosen if you need it to. We're making blueberry and white chocolate muffins. We're gonna put some vanilla essence into our wet ingredient, just a little bit. Now, you must be wondering, where's that sugar that she's gonna put in here? So, I'm gonna show you how little sugar we're going to use in this. 2 of these flat tablespoons of sugar, which is very little. So per blueberries, we're making about 15 here. It's gonna work out to be like 1/2 teaspoon of sugar. And that's all you need, guys. You don't need a lot of sugar. And then in the wet ingredients, we're gonna also put some olive oil. Again, that's 1/4 cup or 2 to 3 of these. And that's all you need, again, olive oil. Try and use olive oil, not sunflower oil. The taste will not be great if you use that. So we are going to put this mixture and that mixture together, like so. And this is where I was saying, if it gets a little bit too sticky, to make sure you can put milk to loosen it up. Don't need any more oil to loosen it up. We're just gonna mix this up. What we want the batter to be is, you know, you need to scoop it and put it in the muffin. So we need the batter to be like a cake mixture almost. Make sure all of the flour has been mixed properly underneath. And yeah, I definitely need milk in this one. Just a little splash, keep it with you. Also make sure that your oven was on before we actually started, but on 180 degrees. We're gonna bake them for 15 minutes. And at this stage, you're gonna add your blueberries or whatever you wanted to use. Now here, you could make 1/2 blueberries, 1/2 chocolate, if you wanted to. So what I am doing, one of my kids doesn't like blueberries, so I need to make sure that blueberry ones are separate by adding it to a different bowl. So 1/2 my batter, so this is the batter, which I'm happy with. Okay, so we have a mixture of dark chocolate chips in here. White chocolate chips and blueberries are gonna go together. Go for lots of blueberries. So the chocolate ones that we're doing, putting a mixture of dark and milk chocolate in it. Again, you don't have to do this. You can pretty much do, and again, you can control that, up to 1/2 or 1/2 each for this amount. Right, and we're ready to now scoop the mixture in. And what you're just gonna do is you're gonna 1 whole tablespoon and heaped in it goes. So we are nearly getting to the end of our chocolate round here. Okay, that's 1 done. So it looks a bit like this. There we go. And the other one, the blueberry. That's the next one.
We've got quite a few out of this batter, by the way, guys.
So I've got 9 there.
And it doesn't matter if they're not very big. Actually, in fact, it's quite good because the idea is to have one a day. So if it's not that big, it's okay.
Right, and I'm going to show you when they come out. 15 minutes on 180 degrees, guys. Okay? Let's put them in. Right, I will show you in a minute, in 15 minutes, when they're ready.